What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Now, Laura Manise, Education and Community Support Officer with the Western Metropolitan Regional Council, joins me on the line to talk about the 2022 Waste Sorted Awards. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It is really good. There was a bit of a, it's quite a long title there.
Oh, yeah. The Western Metropolitan Regional Council.
Indeed.
We can go WMRC for short.
I thought you'd use some acronyms. Now, Laura, we're talking to you today about the 2022 Waste Sorted Awards. Can you tell us a bit about the program? I haven't heard of it. And why is it so important?
Yeah, sure. So the Waste Sorted Awards recognise the leaders in waste reduction, I guess, across the board. And so we won the local government category for our waste education games on Be a Great Sort. And that's, yeah, five games based on the Waste Sorted messaging, Be a Great Sort.
So who? How many schools, is there every school involved in this? How does it work?
Sure. So we developed these games in collaboration with the Resource Recovery Group, and they are another regional council. And so after developing these games, we have trialled them at a couple of places to check that the messaging works. And then essentially any school within our member council area, so that's Claremont, Cottesloe, Mosman Park, Peppermint Grove and Subiaco, and then any school within the Resource Recovery Group area, so that's Melville, East Frio and Fremantle, can use these games, and we can run waste education days at their schools using these games.
Ah, now what sort of, when you say games, what sort of games are you talking about?
Sure, yeah. So we have a giant life-size snakes and ladders game, and that is awesome, and it teaches all about how to gift unwanted quality reusable items to charity, neighbours and friends, swapping and selling goods.
Yeah.
We've got another game that's a three bin sorting game, so teaching people how to use the bins at home or at school properly.
Yeah.
And so you've got your recycling bin, your general waste bin, and either a garden organics bin or a FOGO bin, depending on what area you live in, and just teaching how to sort common household items into those bins.
Ah, very clever. I think we might need some of those games here at our office for the adults. What do you reckon? Would it work?
Yes, I tell you what, they're equally educational for kids and adults alike. So,
oh, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, hey, so then we've got a couple other games.
Yeah, go on.
Earth cycling puzzle, so that's a circular puzzle, teaching about how to compost. A waste avoidance memory match game, so you have to match cards with a single-use item to a reusable item. We've got a relay where you get to take different items to the different drop-off points because they can't go on your bins at home, yeah, like batteries and aerosols. And we've got a timeline game that teaches how long things take to break down in landfill. And then finally, a container sorting game.
Sounds like a bit of fun. Hey, Laura, are you okay to hang on there? We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more.
Sounds good.
Great. Joining me on the line this morning is Laura Manise, who's the Education and Community Support Officer with the West Metropolitan Regional Council. And we are talking about the 2022 Waste Sorted Awards. Back after this. You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. And joining me on the line this morning is Laura, who is the Education and Community Support Officer with the Western Metropolitan Regional Council. What was the short version of your title again, Laura?
WMRC.
We are talking about the 2022 Waste Sorted Awards. Laura, what stood out about the Great School Waste Education Day for it to win the 2022 Waste Sorted Award?
Yeah, great question. I think traditionally waste education often focuses on those home bins and how to sort their items. And, you know, we've got lots of superstar recyclers out in the community, but waste and waste education goes so much further than just the three bins at home. Yeah. And I think that's demonstrated through the seven games that we developed for this School Waste Education Day. And these are games that can also be used out in the community. So they educate, you know, kids and adults alike, as I said before.
Mm. Is this a bit unique to WA, Laura, the games? It's quite a clever concept.
Yeah. As far as I'm aware, they're a WA initiative. So the campaign developed by the Waste Authority, Be A Great Sort, that's an acronym for G is for gifting, R is for recycling, E is for earth cycling, A is for avoiding, and T is for taking. And they're the top five behaviours we want to see residents and the community doing, you know, beyond just the recycling that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this is an education campaign that looks at, you know, what are the top behaviours that we want to see, and they developed this campaign as a result. And we ourselves as a regional council with the resource recovery group thought, you know what, we need to think of a really fun, great way to educate people. And we started off with developing it with a school waste education day in mind, and then looked at how we could use these games beyond schools out in the community. And yeah, it has been, we've had great feedback, and it's been a great success so far.
I was just going to ask you that, Laura. How actually did the kids respond to the program?
The kids absolutely loved it. So at our first school waste education day that we did, we sent out a survey to interview the year six kids following the school waste education day. And they said they loved how interactive the games were. You know, they didn't have to sit down and be told, this is what you should be doing. They actually got to get up and, you know, sort the containers as opposed to which ones you could get a 10-cent refund for and which ones you couldn't. And then, like in real-life simulation, they could choose, you know, which charity they wanted to donate that 10-cent container to in the container for sorting, container for change sorting game. So the games are so interactive, and the kids get to really think and use their initiative and be creative. And they're, you know, they're high energy. So we've got a relay as one of the games where the kids are running to take these items from their home base to the different places in the community, whether that be, you know, a battery they need to take to the household hazardous waste drop-off place, or maybe some clothes that they've outgrown that they need to take to a charity store. And so the games are so fun and so interactive, and the kids really responded well to that and expressed it in the post-survey we did with them.
Amazing. Laura, you okay to hang on just a sec? We'll come back and wrap things up. You okay to hang five there for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good on you. Joining me on the line this morning is Laura, and we are chatting about the 2022 Waste Sorted Awards. Back after this. You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Laura joins me on the line, and we've been chatting about the 2022 Waste Sorted Awards. Laura, I love this initiative. I love the games. What such a great idea. I could see it being implemented into workplaces all over Perth, I reckon.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Yeah, I thought you would. Now, just to finish off today, not every school is participating. So if people are listening today, how can schools get involved? And is it available to every school in Perth?
Sure. Yeah, we would love it to be available to every school in Perth. At the moment, it's available to our member councils, so the WMRC and the Resource Recovery Group member councils, but it's also available to Recycle Right member councils. So the best thing to do if you're a school is to contact your council, find out if you're a Recycle Right member. Otherwise, contact the WMRC or Resource Recovery Group directly, and we can let you know whether your school is eligible to run a School Waste Education Day, or look at maybe, you know, how we can make it happen.
So from your perspective, you would love to see every school in Perth participating in this, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Education is so valuable. And once you have, you know, the knowledge to do better than just the bins at home, we can, I think, change the world.
Good on you, Laura. Look, we are out of time. Really appreciate you coming on today. And if you've missed any of that, we will put a link up on our website. So head online to 98five.com and we'll put all the links there that you've just mentioned, Laura. Laura, thanks for your time today.
Okay, cheers. Thanks, Mike.
Good on you. That was Laura Moniz, Education and Community Support Officer, Western Metropolitan Regional Council. We've been chatting about the 2022 Waste Sorted Awards. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.